I'm Shanti. Avyakta Murli, 18th January 2004. 23rd point. Let both service and self be combined. Do very good service, but let both service and the self be combined. There should be nothing, date is 18th January 2004. There should be nothing lacking in percentage. It should not be that sometimes there is a greater percentage of service and sometimes there is greater percentage of the self. Let there always be a balance. So through your balance, all the souls of the world will continue to receive blessings. Now souls of the world want blessing. They don't want to make effort. They want blessings. So your balance will automatically enable souls to receive blessings. So Baba is talking about balance. Balance is such a wonderful word. Balance in everything. If you have balance in your life, that can become blessing for others. We had discussed this topic of balance, I think not in this class, but in some other classes. What are the balances which are required in this Brahmin life? And we had divided this topic into three parts. First, physical. Second balance, psychological or mental. And third, spiritual. So Baba is saying here, if you have balance, you will get blessing and others will also get blessings. Others are so weak that they are not in a position to even make efforts. Souls have degraded themselves to such a level. So that is why what we have to do, we have to empower them, embolden them. And that can happen only and only when we have balance in our own life. So first we will talk about physical balance. What are the different points in physical balance? Physical balance as regards body, food, sleep and exercise. These are the three things where balance is necessary. First is food. To eat too much, to eat nothing or to fast. These both are polarities. There is always a tendency we swing towards one pole. The moment we overindulge in food, suddenly a desire arises that no, I should give up food. And then you swing to the other side. And when you go to the other side, suddenly the desire arises to go on the other side. So the pendulum moves like this, like this, like this. This is a tendency of humankind that it prefers polarity. And suppose this is the pendulum, and when pendulum is shifting towards right, actually it is not going to right. It is preparing strength. It is gathering momentum to go towards left. It's gathering momentum to go towards left. So it is something like somebody is going in brahmacharya. Suddenly that is actually sometimes become desire. After a long gap, it tries to go towards that sense indulgence. So this pendulum goes like this. That's why the aim of all the meditation, all the yoga is to become, to stand still, to come in the middle, nor here nor there. So that is the goal. So here the first balance is physical balance. In physical, first is food. Okay, as we were discussing seven chakras yesterday, the lowest chakra is Muladhar. In that Muladhar chakra, person is totally engrossed only in food, absolute physicality, no other contemplation. It's only about the grossest form of, and higher than that is Swadhisthana Chakra. That is about power, about to dominate others, and then sexual. So these are the three lower chakras, Muladhar, Swadhisthana and Manipur. The rule of this chakra is that law of gravity. One person keeps on moving up and down in this. So here, balance means you are going above all this. It's, as I was talking about food, 2 days, about 3-4 days back, I was with Dadi Gulzar and she had very bad chest and all that. So, I asked her one question. How is your appetite? How much you eat? Do you enjoy, means like, you feel like to eat? So she said, yes, kaide praman, kaide mujib. Well, that was her answer which was given to me. Ki, I eat that much which is kaide mujib. As per the law, whatever is required, I eat. So, this food there should be a balanced diet. Okay? It should not be that if it is very tasty, we overindulge. If it is not, we stay hungry. No. The first balance in yogi life is that of food. One who has mastered food and one who has mastered his sleep, that person can easily become a yogi. So first is food, then second balance is of sleep. How much to sleep? Because everyone's sleep is different. Some may require longer time, some feel refreshed only with a small period, small amount of sleep. So sleep, you have to think about sleep, how much sleep I need, my body need. After how much sleep, I feel refreshed, energetic. So second is sleep. And third is exercise. Exercise is very much important. Yesterday also we were talking about drill. Okay, physical drill, mental drill and spiritual drill. So physical drill and mental drill are also very important. Because if your body is not fit, you can't do anything in this Brahmin life. You can't do service, you can't churn knowledge, you can't do a powerful volcanic yoga. Nothing is possible unless and until your body is healthy. So you should have a vibrant health. Then only all these things are possible. So this is the, so strike the physical balance first of all. Second balance is psychological. What are the different points in that? Total 14 types of balances we will discuss. The first three, that is in physical. In mental, two. Mental balance means when you have a balance between emotions, feelings and logic. And logic. On one side bhavana, on another side tark, logic, reasons. It should not happen that you become too much emotional sometimes. And sometimes absolutely unrelenting, very hard, very, you can say, even cruel on your own self. Sometimes given to crying, feelings, emotions. So this balance is very important. Where to bring, where feelings should arise and where feelings should not. This balance. Another is, second in mental is master and child. When you have to become a master and when you have to assume the role of a master and a child, that we should keep on practicing whole day. Because whole day so many different circumstances come. Sometimes you have to become master, sometimes suddenly a child. If instead of becoming a child, you become a master, conflicts may arise. Conflicts may arise. You try for your best as a master, but when you have to accept something, suppose some situations are not changing. You have tried everything. You have not left any stone unturned. But still things are not changing. That time become a child and accept. Yes, but that doesn't mean we are not trying to change. We are trying to change. But still, many things are there. Whether in our department, whether in our service area, or anywhere we are. There are always some things which we can't change at all. So that time you have to become a child. So this, when to become child, when to become master. If instead of become child, you become a rebel, you try to revolt, that rebellious spirit can give rise to disturbance. So, these are the two balances in mental. What are the spiritual balances Baba has taught? There are many, nine different. First of all, we will start with love. Three are there on love. First is love and law. Second is, that is different. First L. First love and law. Second, loving and detached. And then third, love and power. These are the three on the basis of, these are all spiritual balances which are required. So first is love and law. Sometimes you have to become very much loveful. But that doesn't mean that you break the Srimad and then you try to satisfy somebody. You have to keep this balance. For that you must have full knowledge about all the laws. These are the laws. And our life is more lawfulness should be there in the life. At the same time it should not be driven. We should not be get totally devoid of love. So a very beautiful balance of love and law. this is the first in spiritual. Second is love and power. Sometimes we can become so loveful that we forget to become powerful. And that is the time when Maya strikes you. That is the time we fall down. So understand where I should be loveful and where I should be powerful. In the face of temptations, I should be very powerful. In the face of trials and tribulations, I should be very powerful. In the face of opposition, criticism, I have to be very powerful. So that power is needed there. Yes, and another is love. Love for everyone. Overlooking their mistakes. Turning a deaf ear to their shortcomings. Turning a deaf eye to all their imperfections, failings, everything. So this balance of love and power. Third is loving and detached. All relationships have a tendency to degrade into body consciousness if there is no detachment. That is why detachment is a golden word. Without this detachment, as I was talking yesterday also, here is the Manipur chakra and here is the Anahat chakra. A Manipur is more related to sensuality. It's a lower one. And this Anahat is related to love. From Manipur you have to rise to love. It is merely a physical union at the level of Manipur. But Anahat is something to do with love. But love has a tendency to deteriorate and go down into body consciousness. No matter how much beautiful or reverential it looks on the surface, it has a tendency to go down. That is why detachment is must. The more you get attached to any person, familiarity starts. Then you start taking them for granted. That is why that freshness of the relation doesn't stay. You must have experienced that those people who they are just acquaintance, you have a good relationship with them. The problem is with those who are living around. Always a conflict. Something or other is happening with them. Sometimes they are getting angry or something, mood change and all those things. Why? Because that detachment is not there. It is at the depth, there is a deep attachment and there is a deep possessiveness, the attitude of possessiveness. He is mine, she is mine. When that possessiveness is there, then so many expectations come. And those expectations don't get fulfilled and then we become more sorrowful. So that is why the most important thing is all our relationships should be detached. We should not get too much involved with anyone. And so many Murlis are on this. Yes, Sunday's Murli party number 2. Children say that, complain to Baba that, Baba, we have yoga with you but we don't experience love. Why? Baba said it is impossible that he is ocean of love and you are not having experience of love. Probably the method is wrong. So that is why what you have to do is you should have detachment. Get detached. You did the work, finish. Whatever is there, just as Sushil Bhai is here. I talk with him, I tell him something, but I'm totally detached. When this is there, this relationship will stay for a long time. Very fresh. The moment I start expecting things, he from me or I from him, deterioration will start. Because those expectations may not get fulfilled. That is why this, I always tell about that story by Rabindranath Tagore. He has written a very good book, The Last Poem, Akhri Kavita. That is written Shoshir Kavita. It's in Bengal, it is written and later translated into English, The Last Poem. What is shown in that story, it's such a beautiful story. A young girl is in love with a man. And that man has also fallen for her and they won't want to marry. But the girl is, that woman, that lady is rich, cultured, while that man is very poor. So, that man proposes and she also says yes, but she puts one condition. We will marry. But you will not stay with me. He says, what? What sort of marriage is this? He says, yes, we will marry. She says, we will marry, but we will not stay with her. I will stay on this side. My palace would be here. You will stay in another side. I will build a palace for you. She is very rich. And there is a lake in between. we will not have any fixed appointments, no invitations. If you are doing boating, I am doing boating, we will meet at that time. That's it. He said, what sort of relationship is this? You said you want to marry me, but you don't want to stay with me. She says, yes, this is my condition. If you want to marry me, you will have to follow this condition. If you do not want to marry me, and if you want to marry somebody else, you are free to go, but I will remember only you. And I will stay whole life unmarried, waiting for you. He says, he is caught. He doesn't know what to do. So, what is shown in that? When she asks her, why? She says, very good answer, she says, the moment two persons start living together, they start knowing each other more and more. And then they start seeing their weaknesses, their imperfections, and the deterioration starts. If I want to keep our relation very fresh, that is why this lake should be there. So, throughout our day also, there should be lake. You are on that side, I am on that side. In between, there is a lake. If you meet on the way, Om Shanti, that's it. I don't look back and see where he has gone. Let him go anywhere. People come in our OPD and they give different gifts. Okay, they give gifts. Evening they come and see what I have done with that. It is still there or it's gone. Once you have given, you forget. Now why you want to inquire what has happened to that? Whether I have given to somebody or whatever, that is now you have not given, it means. They keep on seeing where it is. What has happened to that? That is not detachment. So first is detachment. All relations bring detachment and the freshness will come. Actually the real love will come there only. Otherwise the tendency from Anahat to Manipur is too much. So this balance. Love, law, love, power, loving, detach, three. Now another two balances. Yoga and karma. Karma, yoga. That is one. Gyan and yoga. These two different types of balances. First three, then two. In this spiritual, we are discussing about nine different types. So this everybody knows that whilst we are doing our work, in between we should have yoga. Otherwise we are totally lost. We become workaholic. We are lost at the end of our work only then we remember Baba. So in between also keep on having little detachment from body, little small practices of self-respect, or just simple a thought, I am a soul and I am vibrating energy around. Simple. Something or other should go on. Some practice. In the similar manner, journeying knowledge, discussing knowledge, talking about knowledge is one thing. But you should do meditation also. If this balance is not there, you can just become a pandit. No more than a pandit. You don't become yogi. Yogi is the one who meditates. Yoga is a state of meditation. So these two balances. Others are like sadhana and sadhana. Two from S. Sadhana and sadhana. Instruments and at the same time on the other side you have sadhana. If you don't do this, you are lost in sadhana, those instruments. This life remains incomplete. Next Sunday, Murli Baba is talking about Brahma Baba's tapasya, his renunciation and his service. His renunciation was of the highest degree. He had everything available with him, but he preferred to stay in the old building. He did not go to the new building. He had everything. One is that you don't have everything, anything, and then you say that, I have given up. That is not giving up. A beggar cannot say that, I don't like this 5-star hotels. A beggar, if he says, who will believe him? I don't like in this 7-star hotels. I like to stay where I am. That is not, Mahatma Buddha can say that, ki I have given up. Because he had a kingdom to renounce. He can say, not those beggars. So, here Baba is talking about Brahma Baba. He had everything and he gave up everything. That was his renunciation, his tyag. So, this point. Next point is sadhan sadhana. Next is swasthiti and seva. In our stage and service. It should not happen that service you are so much drowned, you have no time to do your internal tapasya. People come to Madhuban and they are lost in service, in seva. This seva you can do there also. I am not talking against seva. Seva is must, you should do it. But not to the extent that you are compromising your yoga also. That should not happen. So this, then kathini and karni, what you speak and what you do, there should be similarity. It should not that you are speaking something, thinking something and doing something. These all three things should be in alignment. Thinking, talking and speech. And last is laukik and alaukik. This balance. So these are the 7-9 types of this plus 2 mental and 3 physical. Total 14 different types of balances. There are so many others also. I just took out this much because in every Murli some blessing you will get a new type of balance. Baba talks about balance a lot because from balance comes blessing. So check yourself. Today's homework is checking how much balance I am having in my life. Only and only if there is a balance, there would be bliss. And we will be able to experience bliss. We will become blissful and that will become a blessing for others. B-B-B. Balance leading to bliss, leading to blessing. So this is today's homework. Check which balance is missing in me, in my life, in my routine.